Hey, Julie, did you ever tell you about the time I was in school and a teacher asked me who signed the Declaration of Independence?
No. Why don't you tell me?
Okay. I'm in school, the teacher says, Cotter, stand up. I stand up. She says, who signed the Declaration of Independence?
What did you say?
I said, I don't know. But I know. I didn't sign it. She says, go home and get your father. Bring him into school the next day.
Okay, then what happened?
Well, I had to bring my father into school the next day.
Uh-huh.
She said, Mr. Cotter, watch this. Gabe, stand up. I stood up. She said, who signed the Declaration of Independence? I said, I don't know, but I know I didn't sign it. She looks at my father. She says, you see that?
Well, what did your father say?
My father said, if he says he didn't sign it, he didn't sign it. Welcome back, Cotter, as recorded live before a studio audience.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Okay. A. The Berber tribes were Orientals. B. The Berber tribes moved across the polar ice caps and became the first Eskimos. So it follows that, C, Orientals were the first Eskimos.
Well, I guess them igloos are really made out of white rice.
Hey, you know, it must be real murder trying to eat whale with chopsticks, you know?
All right, come on. Ethnic jokes like that aren't funny. They show a lack of intelligence.
Then let us hear one of your jokes.
Okay, did you hear about the 500-pound parrot? He says, Polly wants a cracker. No.
Do you call that teaching, Cotter?
No, I call it a joke. See, he's a 500-pound parrot. He said, Polly wants a cracker. No.
Spare me, Cotter. I just came by to tell you you're getting a new student.
New sweat hog?
That's right, from California. Out there, they're all sweat hogs. The only difference is a suntan.
Where is this new sweat hog of mine?
She's on her way here. She was just in the nurse's office getting shots. I wouldn't let a child into this environment without them. Make sure that these sweat hogs behave. At the end of the day, I'm having her dusted for fingerprints.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your first name?
It's Bambi. But my friends call me Sunshine.
Ooh, well, let the sunshine in, darling.
What part of California you come from?
The beach.
Hi, I'm Vinny Barbarino, head sweat hog here. How do you think I'd go over on the beach?
Oh, you'd be great. You should have your own religion.
Oh, yeah.
Free Washington?
Hi there. Frederico Boom Boom at your service.
Hey, Boom Boom. It's gonna be difficult for you to kiss anybody's hand with your lip broken.
That's all right, that's all right.
Oh, 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 oh!
We'll get to to you, Arnold. I promise we'll get to you. It's Thomas, it's Ricky, Larry, Robert, Joyce, this is Juan.
I am Juan Epstein.
Didn't we live together in another life?
Oh, I would have remembered that.
Oh, he's magic.
Yeah, maybe one day he'll disappear. Yes, I know.
Oh,
this is Arnold Horshack. This is Bambi.
Don't talk. Just feel the vibes. Oh.
I think I just felt one.
Oh, wow. He has an aura.
What's the aura?
Bambi, why don't you sit over there? So, tell me, Bambi, what do you think of your classmates?
They're nice.
Okay, before we were discussing the cultural differences between the Eskimos and the Berbers, let's make that California against good old Brooklyn. Bambi, why don't you start out by telling us what your typical California day is like?
Sure.
Go ahead.
I usually roll out of my waterbed at 8 to see if the surf's up. And if it's warm, and it's always warm. I put on my bikini and grab some organic raisins and nuts and go to the beach where we swim and play volleyball.
Okay, Bambi has told us about her typical California day. She gets out of her waterbed. It's always warm. She puts on a bikini. She grabs some nuts and she goes swimming. Now, what are the differences?
Let's see now. She sleeps on a waterbed, and I sleep with my brother.
That's me and you get together at the school. I'm going to take you water skiing on the East River.
Mañana.
Hey, mañana.
Baby, I'm going to give you a guided tour uptown that ain't in no guidebooks. Dig, New York City on 5 ribs a day.
How would you like 5 broken ribs?
Hi, Bambi. Can I help you with something?
Mr. Cotter, what's your sign? Oh, wait. Let me guess. Taurus.
No.
Libra?
No.
Cancer.
Wrong.
Capricorn.
No, I'm Aquarius.
I just knew it! I was born on a cusp.
Must have been very painful.
You know, Mr. Whitman said you ought to show me around, and I have no plans after school.
Well, why don't you have one of the sweat hogs show you around?
They're not groovy like you. And besides, you're so much more mature than those kids.
Well, Bambi, those kids are very mature. I think you're making a mistake. Take Arnold Horshack, for instance. Once you get past that Roy Rogers lunchbox, he's all man.
I get such good vibes from you.
Oh, these? Well, I don't really have good vibes. In fact, when I was young, my mother had to put braces on my vibes. My wife, she calls me Barry Bad Vibes.
You're married?
Yes, I'm married.
How many times?
Just once.
Oh, how boring. My father's been married 5 times. So what are you doing after school?
I'm going to just finish erasing a blackboard with my sweater.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Anything interesting happen today?
No, not much.
You're sure?
Sure, I'm sure.
Good. I knew I had nothing to worry about.
Why?
Oh, nothing. Just some girl named Sunshine called 4 times. wanted to know if you could go skinny dipping with her. You have anything to say for yourself?
Yes. Can I go? Julie, Sunshine's this new student of mine from California. She's been really coming on. You know, schoolgirl crush? She's a real teeny bopper.
Tell me, just how teeny is this bopper?
She's, I would say, your average bopper.
Mm-hmm.
Look, she's really got a terrific shape, and all the kids in class are climbing over each other to get next to her, and she's climbing over them to get next to me.
Oh, well, all that climbing should get her somewhere.
Julie, I told her I was married.
And that stopped her.
No.
No.
She likes a man with a little experience.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who doesn't have a picture of Trigger on his lunchbox. Julie, it's just an adolescent flirtation.
Okay. Why don't you just explain to her that you're too old for her? Use the old Cotter charm. Nothing else, she'll get a good laugh out of it.
I think you're right. I'll go up to her tomorrow and say, look, I'm too old for you. I mean, we can't run away together. Just wouldn't work out.
Right.
I think she'll understand.
Mm-hmm.
I'll really explain it to her. And if she doesn't, I promise I'll write.
Hi, Gacy.
Well, I see a little sunshine has crept into your life, Epstein. What are you doing?
Chant. Bambi says that if I chant it, I can get whatever I want. Bambi. Hooray for her! La 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 Hollywood. Hello, little girl. Wanna make a movie?
Harry Hollywood, would you mind leaving Sunset and Vine and going back to your seat? I mean, we're about to start class.
Ready anytime you say, CB.
I don't care what the white man says. Santa Claus was a black man. Yeah, man.
All right, Freddy, what's your trip?
No trip. Just good help nature's way. In natural life, raisins, seeds, carrots. I got the cola nut. With a side order of ribs, chitlin' and potato salad, ham hocks and collard greens. And I'll wash it down with some Kool-Aid. I'm gonna live to be 100.
Terrific. You'll still be in the 11th grade.
The white man says Santa Claus is a black man. Hey, man. I say,
Barbarino, yeah. How you like my song?
Well, it's got a good beat, but you can't dance to it. I give it a 35. Sit down. Yesterday, Bambi said she liked guys from California, and today you're all Troy Donahue. Can we start working on social studies?
Anything you say, Gabesy. You know, when I'm with you, I feel all spacey and far out weird.
Sit down, Bambi. All right, Wanzie. Let's get to work, okay?
Right you are, Gabesy!
All right, come on, that's it.
Gabesy.
Bambi, come outside with me for a minute.
Dynamite!
Gabesy, you better take some vitamin E because you're not as young as you used to be.
Bambi, I want this nonsense stopped right now.
What nonsense, Gabesy?
Look, don't call me Gabesy. I'm your teacher. My name is Mr. Cotter.
You don't have to get all huffy. I thought you, liked me.
Stop! Get back! 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 Sit down over there. Bambi, I went to the administration office this morning and I got your records. Seems that you're not from California at all. You're originally from Lubbock, Texas. And you cause trouble wherever you go. When a school in Wyoming, you alone caused a small-scale range war between the cattlemen and the sheepmen.
Mr. Cotter, there are a lot of things my records don't say.
Like what?
Like, along with 11 schools came about 11 different relatives I got shuffled around to. And then there were also a lot of foster homes. Nobody ever cared. Especially my mother, who couldn't wait to get rid of me.
All right. Look, I understand. It hasn't been easy. What I'm just trying to tell you is that you don't have to put on this big act to be liked.
I'm only giving them what they want, Gabesy.
It's not what they want. It's not what anybody wants. Bambi, that's not the way to make friends. You have all these guys' bananas over you. What's going to happen, though, in 10 years when you're not 16 anymore? In 20 years when you're 36, 40? You're not so cute anymore. The friends you're making now are not the kind of friends that last. While you're swallowing, try to think about what I said.
All right. I thought about it. Hi, boys. Could you get little old me my pencil? I forgot it.
Huh? Not a pretty picture, is it? Get out of my desk. Come on, sit down. Sit down. You're going to clean all this up. Sit down, Epstein. All right, Bambi, it's your decision to make. Do you want to cause chaos wherever you go, or do you want to make real friends?
Look, I've been doing a number on all of you, and, I'd like to apologize for that. I lied. I'm not from California. I'm not from anywhere. I just wanted you all to like me, and, I guess I just started trouble again. I'm sorry.
Well, I ain't gonna be eating no more of these organic raisins. They go right through you. Better take this towel back to my gym locker. Second thought, I better take it home and get it washed.
What am I doing with a surfboard in Brooklyn? I mean, I could have got a terrific tie. It glows in the dark. It said Italian power.
Bambi. Does this mean I don't got no aura no more?
Oh, Arnold. You still have your aura. And it's beautiful.
Attention, please. We have a new student here that I'd like to introduce you to from Lubbock, Texas.
Hello. My name is Bambi Forrester, and I hope we can all be friends.
Well, now that we got that out of the way, what do you say we get to social studies?
You're so funny, Mr. Connor. I just love WC Fields.
Welcome back.
Did I ever tell you about my Uncle Herbie?
No. But you probably will.
Okay, my Uncle Herbie likes to drink a lot, right? She comes home one night, and my Aunt Estelle thinks she's going to teach him a lesson. She runs into the closet, puts on a sheet, and starts running around the bedroom. She says, "You better stop drinking. You better stop drinking. Oh, boy, you better stop drinking." She says, "Who are you?" She says, "I'm the devil. You better stop drinking." Shake hands. "I married your sister."
Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about.
We just tease him a lot,
'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back.